This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stow.
It is that time. It is Chat with Stu Mack. I'm Scott Jagow. We have a special guest, Stu.
Special guest.
It is
Stu.
No, I'm Stu.
No.
It's Debbie Monterey from Total Information
Yay,
AM.
Hi. Debbie, Thanks for letting me play with you guys.
I know we've been wanting to get you on this show for so long. But Scott, we were talking recently about how music affects our lives. Of course, you play guitar. I play guitar. We did a segment a little while ago about that. But I was in the St. Louis County Jail recently where the symphony showed up and played the most beautiful music before women inmates to kind of promote the idea of having them learn an instrument as a way of kind of rehabilitating or showing something that maybe these women don't have or never had in their life, something to deal with music and how it affects their life. So I thought we'd kind of talk about how music has affected our lives. You've just started singing in bars recently.
Yeah,
I mean,
have.
That's going one direction.
Impromptu, just start singing out loud. No, open mics. I've been
doing open
mics.
So. Not just in the middle of the bar. Yeah. Just like with random people. La, 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 just singing. Yeah. Randomly.
I just do that in the newsroom.
She does. I will attest to that.
I don't mean to. It's just that everything reminds me of a song.
Yeah.
So I could be sitting at my desk for a half an hour and seven songs pop into my head and then occasionally out of my mouth.
So one of them jumps out of there.
I don't know.
You
why.
Have amazing musical recall on, like, if you hear just one word, boom, you're going into a song immediately. My wife, both of you should get together because she does this too all the time. I'll be talking to her and she'll just start singing a song. I'm like, I need to tell you something else about this. And she starts singing another song.
I don't know, but I often thought when I was growing up, if they could have put my homework and stuff to music, I'd have been a valedictorian because I remember commercial jingles from my childhood.
It's interesting how jingles will stick with us, but songs from our childhood, maybe a song our mother or father would sing to us at bedtime, or I was talking to someone the other day about how their grandmother couldn't remember how to balance her checkbook. She got Alzheimer's, but she could remember a hymn and play it on the piano and sing it from memory like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I was more musical, honestly. I tried piano lessons several times. It didn't take. I did play the clarinet when I was a kid, and I was really good at it.
So did I.
But mostly I just
sing. Both of you clarinet players.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
It didn't.
It was all
didn't
the saliva.
There's a lot of spit.
Yeah.
Then you got to clean it.
I think that that symphony idea, I love that because even if it doesn't inspire those women to pick up an instrument, there is just obviously to me something very relaxing. You know, don't you have music for different moods?
Like
if I'm angry, I'm going to blast Rage Against the Machine and just start screaming.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.